One of the differences between the Hanukkah candles and the other significant candles in our religious practice, the Shabbat candles, is their location. Well, Shabbat candles are lit inside the house, in the private domain, or the technical term, Reshut HaYachid. The Hanukkah lamps are ideally lit in the doorway that connects us, are ideally lit in the doorway that connects to the public domain, Reshut HaRabim. But what is the significance of this difference? What is the meaning of the liminal space of the doorway? And what spiritual message does the invitation to illuminate it contain? The Shabbat candles are meant to bring us joy, Oneg Shabbat. They do that by illuminating the space in which we dwell, our home. In general, Shabbat is very much about the home. The Torah commands, let no one go out from his place on the seventh day. And the prohibition of carrying between domains carries out this idea of protecting the sanctity of the home space. Shabbat calls us inward, focusing our spiritual energies domestically. The candles twinkling at home are part of this. When the sage Rava explains why a poor person must prioritize Shabbat candles over Hanukkah ones, he explains it is because Shabbat candles bring shalom bayit, peace at home. Their light brings harmony within the household. Although we normally think of the temple menorah as the model for the Hanukkah lamps, in fact, in placement, it is the Shabbat candles that match this model more closely. The temple menorah, too, was lit within the sanctuary itself, not at the gate or in the courtyard. The very idea of the temple expresses the belief that God's presence requires boundaries, holiness contained in a particular delimited space. But Hanukkah lamps are totally different. In contrast to the Shabbat candles, Hanukkah challenges us to bring our inner light outward, to let the warmth of home press back the darkness of the street. Perhaps, just as Shabbat lamp brings peace within the household, the Hanukkah lamp can bring peace to the street, making it beautiful, bright, and even intimate. Reb Avraham Mordechai Alter of Gur, the Imre Emet, expresses this idea beautifully and connects it to the historical struggle of Hanukkah. And I quote, it says in Maoz Tzur, they breach the walls of my towers, uparzu chomot migdalai. The Greeks sought to turn Reshut HaYachid into Reshut HaRabim. Therefore, today we do the reverse. We can transform Reshut HaRabim into Reshut HaYachid. And this is hinted at in the mitzvah to light the lamp at the entrance of one's house outside. The Imre Emet observes that the Greeks' assault on Jewish life was, in its core, an attack on the private sphere, an attempt to erase particularism and the intimacy it brings. The Jewish response, he teaches, is not merely to rebuild walls and retreat inward, but to attempt something far bolder, to turn the Reshut HaRabim into a Reshut HaYachid, to make the impersonal personal, the cold warm, the dark illuminated. Hanukkah is the moment when this seemingly impossible transformation becomes possible, creating a world without walls that still retains the warmth of home. The prohibition of Shabbat becomes a mitzvah on Hanukkah. The Hanukkah candles banish the darkness, not by quarreling with an enemy, but by bringing the peace of the home to the world beyond its doors. In a world like the one that Imre Emet describes, genuine encounters between peoples and faiths can occur, moments when each of us bring our own domestic light into the shared public square, and together we make the street glow. So, the light remains anchored in the home. But for 8 days a year, we are invited to step into the threshold and share that light with the world. The doorway, still tied to the home, yet opening to the street, is the perfect space for this act. Although the menorah and the temple stood within the sanctuary, it also stood right outside the Holy of Holies. A midrash about the menorah, quoted in the Talmud in the context of Hanukkah, suggests that the meaning of its light is in its shining outward. The Midrash says, does God need the menorah's light? For 40 years in the wilderness, Israel walked by his light. Rather, it testifies to the world that the Shekhinah, the divine presence, dwells among Israel. The light of the menorah, like the light of the Hanukkah candles, becomes an external expression of what transpires within. The Talmud explains that this testimony appeared through a miracle. And I quote, "What was the testimony? The western lamp, filled like the others, yet from it they would light, and in it the lighting would end." The resemblance to the Hanukkah miracle is striking and obviously intentional. Here, however, the miracle of oil lasting longer than it should is not what is being publicized. Rather, it is used to publicize a different truth, that the Shekhinah rests among us. Rashi understands the requirement to light the Hanukkah lamps in the doorway to be because of Pirsumei Nisa, publishing the miracle. In light of the Midrash, and in the spirit of the Imre Emet, we can reread Pirsumei Nisa. The miracle of the Hanukkah stories are not ends in themselves, but means of revealing the true miracle, the miracle of home, of intimacy, presence, and peace within the household, and the hope of its moving outward into the wider world.